And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. We have got your news for the hour starting now. The Laker School District's Future Farmers of America will host its 34th annual Toy Tractor Show this month. The event will be at the Laker Legacy Center, 6136 Pigeon Road, M142, Pigeon, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday, January 10th. Admission for adults is $5. The fee for youth ages 6 to 12 years old with those under age 5, admission is free. The event, which draws about 900 people, is a key fundraiser for the district's FFA program. For more information during the day, call 989-453-4600, extension 261, or in the evenings, call 989-453-7097. And the Dryden Township Board of Trustees took action to make an interim position permanent. They promoted Daryl Schultz Jr. as the Dryden Township Fire Department Chief and Jeff Evans as the Deputy Chief. Before the promotion, Schultz was serving as an interim chief and Evans was a captain in the department. The Deputy Chief is a new position. It combines the duties of being an assistant fire chief along with the duties of being a captain. As chief, Schultz will be paid $18,330 a year and oversee about 20 firefighters. The promotions came about because Jim Stevenson resigned. And a federal grant has been awarded to the Cairo Area District Library, which will be used for safety. U.S. Senator Gary Peters was instrumental in helping the library secure a $200,000 grant that will be used to update the library's elevator that is about 50 years old. Although the elevator has been able to pass regular inspections, it needs updating because it doesn't have an emergency phone, and at times it shakes when moving up or down, and the technology that operates it is indeed outdated. The elevator is regularly used in the two-story building because the children's department is in the basement, as well as the storage area that is in the basement as well. The library regularly hosts book sales and has been trying to save money to do updates to the elevator. The grant is a huge financial boon to getting that project done. And in national news, health insurance premiums are spiking as subsidies expire. Millions of Americans are entering the first week of 2026 with significantly higher health insurance premiums following the expiration of federal subsidies. The subsidies, which were part of a previous legislative package, were not renewed by the current Congress. Economic analysts warn that the premium cliff could lead to a rise in the uninsured rate. Legislative leaders remain divided on whether to introduce a new, more limited assistance program. And the Census Bureau begins a remote Alaska count. The U.S. Census Bureau has officially launched this 2026 effort to count residents in Alaska's most remote villages. Because many of these areas are inaccessible by road once the spring thaw begins, officials use dog sleds and snowmobiles to reach households. The Alaska account is often seen as a bellwether for the logistical challenges of the national census. Accurate data is crucial for determining federal funding for these isolated communities over the next decade. And the Israeli government has implemented a ban on several major international aid groups operating in the Gaza Strip, citing security concerns as their primary reason for why. Aid organizations warn that this will leave hundreds of thousands of displaced Palestinians without access to food and medicine. The UN has called for the decision to be reversed, stating that humanitarian work must be depoliticized and that Israel maintains that the groups were being used as cover by militant organizations, an allegation that aid groups strongly deny. And Russian President Vladimir Putin has signed a law allowing the Russian government to ignore judgments from foreign or international courts. The law applies to any ruling that lacks a specific treaty basis or a UN Security Council mandate. The move effectively isolates Russia further from the international legal system. Critics argue it is a preemptive measure to protect Russian officials from war crime tribunals and asset seizures abroad. And that was your news for the 5 o'clock hour. And we're going now to our weather, but if you are looking for more weather updates, news updates, or obituaries, you can always go to our website at thumbnet.net.